Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ashley and Michelle with your 9am Zlines. In local news, a fast ferry service in Brisbane is forced to shut down operation just days after opening due to mass council fees. The small business, River to Bay, operates ferries from the Brisbane River to the northern Stradbroke town, Dunwich. They will have to cease their services after the Redland City Council increased the public licence jetty fee from $1,000 to $78,000 if they use the jetty more than 50 times per year. River to Bay expressed their dismay over the steep fees, saying it will only hurt small businesses.
Former federal MP and Logan City mayoral candidate Brett Raguse has renounced a donation from a convicted corrupt businessman. Mr. Raguse revealed that he received a $2,000 donation on Saturday from Wayne Myers, a political lobbyist who served jail time for helping funnel bribes to an official at another Queensland council. Mr. Raguse said that if the donation did not pass the public smell test and if people had an issue with it, he would clearly give it back. He later declared that he decided to return Mr. Myers' donation.
In national news, a community picket protest was established outside a weapons manufacturing facility in the northern suburbs of Melbourne. This is a continued action taken by pro-Palestine activists against company Heat Treatment Australia that manufacture parts for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. The 50 facilities nationwide contribute to the global supply chain that F-35 used to bomb Gaza, as confirmed by the Israeli Defense Force. The picket has previously been successful, where last Friday a turnout of 110 people halted work for a full day at the facility.
Two-thirds of the women that responded to a survey by the National Women's Health Advisory Council reported that they have experienced gender bias or discrimination in the healthcare system. The survey revealed disrespectful and demeaning interactions regularly occurred when women were most vulnerable, including during intimate examinations and childbirth. The report will be launched today at the Council's first National Women's Health Summit, which is deemed to mark a turning point for women's health in Australia.
In international news, social media platform TikTok faces the prospect of being banned in the United States if the Chinese owner, Bieto Dance, does not sell it and divest its assets in the US. The bill in the House of Representatives was passed overwhelmingly with a vote of 352-65 and will move on to the Senate. This move comes after concerns about how the Chinese government could request access to its user data at any point, as over 170 million American people use the app.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Staying up, I'm staying close to you, wasting nights.